And the more and more devotionals you hear from me, you're gonna learn more and more about silly stuff I've done and mistakes I've made and those kind of things. And one that I thought was really funny, right? But the girls didn't think it was very funny. And it was an absolute accident. Well, where we lived in Thayer, Missouri, we had some brethren across the street. And then next to them were family over here. And then we had some other folks in the neighborhood that we knew. And the girls, it would have been Christy and Maddie, I think. Grace might have been too young. I don't remember. But they spent all day making pies, like fancy pies. Not just like one kind of pie, like a pumpkin pie, an apple pie, a cherry pie, homemade crust and all that. And so they were all done. At the end of the day, they wanted me to go. That was their first mistake. Why do they have me go hand out these pies? And so, you know, I said, okay, I'll be right back. And I opened the front door, and a little ledge like this, nothing major to step down. There's a little landing, and then maybe a few feet more, there's a 4 or 5 inch step. And as I stepped out, I didn't fall off the step. I don't know what happened, where it's like I thought I missed the step and I tried to correct, and then I stepped off the real step, not knowing it was there. But anyways, you can imagine what happened to all those pies. And the pies went that way, and I ended up doing like a somersault. I don't know how. I did a somersault, and there's their pies all over the yard. What am I going to do? What do you do? Do I go back in and go, these pies that you spent all day, but yeah, did you deliver them? Well, no. Well, where are they? Well, you know, come and take a look. So that's kind of what I did. And I'm kind of, I didn't mean to do it. And it was comical. If they would have saw it, they would have laughed like me. And so, you know, there's their pies, and they were just in disbelief and a little bit upset with me. Probably more since I was giggling about it when I shouldn't have been, because it's funny. You see a guy flying and pies everywhere. Now, when I was thinking about telling them, you know, I was just like, you know, what's the best thing to do? Well, the best thing to do is just tell someone, right? When something like that happens. And without the giggling, of course. So, you know, I was kind of thinking about that as a silly illustration of, you know, when we make mistakes, not dwelling on the mistakes, moving past the mistakes, you know, having a right attitude and owning up to our mistakes, right? And so that kind of, in my mind at least, to a silly degree, highlights what Paul's saying here in Philippians, the third chapter. Right? He's saying, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, hey, I've made mistakes in the past. You know, I own up to those mistakes, honest about those mistakes. And once I do that and I clear the air concerning the mistakes that I've made with God, or maybe I need to clear it with other people that I've hurt, I can't allow those mistakes to be an anchor. I can use them as a rudder to direct me not to make those mistakes again. But that's just something I want you to think about here in the middle of the week. You know, if there's things in your life, mistakes that you've made, I hope that you're not allowing those things to hold you back from being who you should be and could be in Christ. Right? You made a mistake, all of us did. They might have been terrible mistakes, but you can have those mistakes forgiven. You can have those mistakes in the past and you can go forward with a clean slate. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, if you need to put on Christ in baptism, we'd love to help you with that. If you've done that and fallen away, you've made a mistake, right, and you went back to a lifestyle of sin, and you're ready to own up to that and be reconciled to God, let us help you with that. Let us pray for you, show the love of Christ. If you have a need this evening, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.